One of the big gripes with this draft report, among many, is that it's based on water quality standards for drinking water, and that's the highest level. But at certain times, in certain parts of the river, those standards fall a bit further yet. At peak boating times in July, between the Pillars and the Warren Ames Bridge, turbidity levels can get high enough to exceed standards for wildlife and recreation. That section of river lies within the boundaries of the city of Kenai. At a council meeting last month, former Kenai Watershed Forum Executive Director Robert Ruffner explained how the question was even raised in the first place more than 10 years ago.
We were doing boat wake studies with the Corps of Engineers and sitting on the shoreline. They said, hey, you know, this is great that we're doing all these physical measurements trying to figure out how much erosion is happening, but you're measuring the wrong thing. You really ought to be looking at this. And so that's what started the Watershed Forum back in 2007 down this path of collecting this data.
Along that path, DEC was supposed to have sent a report detailing water quality standards to Congress as part of the Federal Clean Water Act. But this issue has delayed that several times, and the report is overdue. Now, it's unlikely that the drinking water standard won't be used to eventually decide if the Kenai River should be listed as impaired. But CRISMA has a number of other issues it contends should keep the Kenai off that dirty water list. For one, as Ruffner pointed out, the data used is a decade old, and a lot has changed on the river since then.
You know, at the time we were doing some of this work, I mean, it was as busy as it gets out there because things were hopping really good. So boat use patterns have changed. And you know, when people sit down, it's probably going to be through the Charisma Board process is the most likely place where people might sit down and try to hammer out, well, what can we do? Assuming that this stays on the list and goes through the process, then I think people are going to have to sit down and say, well, what can we do to generate less wakes in this particular zone? So those are all going to be in the mix of things that people could and should be talking about.
But the CRISMA board is talking more about how to simply keep the Kenai River off that list by challenging the numbers used to get us here, and also noting some regulatory changes that haven't been taken into account, like a portion of the study area around Eagle Rock that's been limited to drift boats since those studies were done, the overall effects of which aren't known. The board raised several other concerns in its response to DEC, and there were also concerns within that. Public comment on how to respond was limited. Just one public meeting was held, and unless you're on a special email list to hear about CRISMA meetings or you just pay really close attention to such things, you probably weren't there. Now, this is all important because the potential fix is a real hot potato, changing or limiting access to parts of the Lower Kenai to motorboat traffic. We're not there yet, and Ruffner says bringing turbidity levels back in line shouldn't mean the end of guided fishing from a motorboat on the Kenai.
This is information I've known for a long time. I mean, I knew we had turbidity out there, and I sat in the regulatory framework of the Board of Fisheries and heard arguments about drift boats and not drift boats. And to me, this doesn't rise to an issue like, oh, we ought to switch from a powerboat fishery to a drift boat only fishery because of this. I mean, this doesn't rise to that.
In fact, he says you don't have to look far to find other river systems that share turbidity characteristics with the Kenai, like glacial water sources or tidal influence, that have problems that are a more immediate threat to salmon.
Like in the Matsu, where they've had pike that have gotten out of control, there's also a number of plants and so forth that can really do some damage. But I just wanted to start out with saying, hey, this is not, you know, the end of the world.
With CRISMA's letter in hand, DEC will revise its draft report before submitting a final version to the federal government. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.